He's been really good since we watched the plays. You know, him and I watched the plays, you know, on Monday morning. He comes into my office and really good there. It's really good, you know, with the players, you know, owning up to everything and, you know, taking responsibility for performance and for and accountability. That's what you need from leaders on the football team, not just him. And then moving forward to coming in this morning and figuring out what we're doing, how we're doing it, you know, and having conversations with him. And I think that he's in a good spot.
Now we can picture those conversations thanks to Hard Knocks. We can actually see Caleb sitting there across the desk. And, you know, Kevin Fishbane told us that when he went to do that wonderful story that he did with Matt Eberflus and watching film with him, that the elaborate security to get to
his office.
People, I mean, the older generation, he was comparing it to the opening scene of Get Smart, where, like, you're moving through this. You got to take, you know, the retinal scan and scan your palm and get, you know, the pass key to this and to this and to this, to the inner sanctum, where finally there's Matt Eberflus watching film.
I mean, that's appropriate, because we live in a time where security has been advanced.
Yeah, but, I mean, for Matt Eberflus?
Hey, see, that he's not just the Matt Eberflus that you think of. He is the Bears head coach, Matt Eberflus.
We're a long way from back in the day. And I'm trying to remember, when you were in Philly,
okay,
did you spend time up at their practice facility?
Yeah, NovaCare Complex.
Yeah, so that was probably already one of the state-of-the-art places. Like old Hallis Hall, not this Hallis Hall, but the old one on Washington, as Ditka used to say. I mean, anybody could just walk in. Like, it was like a house.
It was
literally like a house on the street, surrounded by other houses. It just happened to have a big backyard where they would practice. I'm not kidding. Or it looked like a community, like a small community center. And there were no fences. There was a parking lot and off of Washington. And then people would.
So anybody could just pull up to practice?
Anybody. And not to practice, but to the press room.
Okay.
They could walk in the front door and, like, people would come in and use the bathroom in the press room.
What?
Yes. And, of course, Mulligan's seat was right next to the bathroom. So he was like the bathroom police. And he would like, who's this guy? Who's this gobshite? And I'm like, Mully, I don't think you can, you know. He's like, I don't know. Some guy just walked in. And seriously, random people would
walk in. So security
was
a little different is what you're saying.
Well, there wasn't any.
Now, if you...
And then Dave would come down. And I'd be like, hey, come up to my office for a second. And we'd go, they didn't care. You'd go up the stairs, you'd go into Brian Harlan's office, you go to the end of the hall, and then Dave would go, come on in. Hey, what'd you think of Brian Cox? What do you think? Pretty good, huh? Like, yeah.
What's wild Dave about now is I think the difference between now and then is because we have the internet and social media and everything else. Like, you think of whether it's security really is quote unquote security. Like, we are securing this place. No one can just come in and out. And think about, like, there's a gated house hall, and then you got to have, if you're a media, you got to have your ID to scan in to be able to enter the building.
No, it was hilarious. Anybody could walk into Hallis
Hall
and walk right into the press room.
Which is kind of scary when you think about it.
I guess we didn't think about it that way.
We did. There's a lot of things we didn't think about back then.
And I remember there were rumors that, Richard Dent is coming. Richard Dent's going to come back and play for the team. Richard Dent is coming. And, like, I don't know if he's going to show up. And then a car pulls up right in front, and Richard Dent gets out.
He just gets out.
And everybody stands there like, I guess Richard Dent is here. So we all just walked out and talked to him.
Yeah, everything's so different. Like, the NovaCare complex, literally, you can't even, like, really see into it. You have to, like, it's a big gate to just get into it. Because it's right there in South Philly. Like,
I know. It's like military.
Yeah, it's military-style compound.
They all are now. We heard from C.J. Stroud earlier when he was talking about Caleb Williams, and there was something near the end of that cut that I found interesting. But I wanted to get back to Caleb Williams yesterday. In some way, wrapping himself in overall quarterback play to maybe soften the blow of a difficult first game for him.
I more so was looking at, like, say, for instance, I was looking at the NFL this past weekend, and I'm looking at all the teams and things like that, and realizing that, like I've said in many other interviews, that, you know, the job is hard, NFL is hard. You know, the defense is going to make it tough on you. So, you know, that's what they're going to do day or week in and week out. So, you know, comparing, you know, that to, you know, myself, in his rookie year, you know, typically guys coming in, they have to figure it out and things like that. And so, you know, that's what we're doing right now. You know, I didn't have obviously the performance that I wanted to. So trying to figure it out as fast as possible and, you know, making sure that we're all on the same page, making sure that we're, you know, handling the things that we need to handle. Because like I said, all the small things become a lot larger on game day. And so, you know, make sure we handle those things, myself included, and progress from there. But, you know, speaking on that and getting back to what I was saying about the NFL, the guys in the NFL this week, quarterback-wise, you go and watch. It wasn't necessarily week 16 for even the guys that, you know, have been playing ball for 10, 15 plus years. It's, you know, it's always going to be a little rough patch. So understanding that, maintaining your confidence, if not growing it, because obviously, you know, realizing that you can, you know, keep getting better. And so that's what we're doing. That's what I'm doing. We're excited about it.
Guys have been doing this for 10, 15 plus years. Hey, I'm not the only guy that had a bad week. So I tend to think he's hearing that from his coaches too. Like, don't worry about it. Don't think all the pressure's on you. So let's go back and listen to what CJ Stroud said at the end of his comments. And remember, he wasn't asked about this. He was just asked about Caleb Williams. And this is something that I think CJ Stroud is noticing and hearing too.
I really didn't get to watch much of him. I just watched the defense, but he's definitely a playmaker, somebody who can extend plays and, you know, make all the cool throws. A tough player, take hits, and really, really talented. So, you know, I definitely do think that he has great things coming in his career. And I definitely do think, like, he'll get his rhythm going. And, you know, it takes time. It's not something that doesn't happen overnight. You can see in every quarterback this week, I think, except for probably Baker Mayfield, who looked really good. Everybody's kind of rusty, trying to just, you know, get those kinks out and get that rust away. And I think quarterback players start picking up week two, week three, week four, just like every year. So I definitely think he'll get his rhythm.
Who had Baker Mayfield as being the name of the guy they're singling out as the, of course, well, except for Baker Mayfield?
The Tampa Bucks front office. That's about it. The Buccaneers front office. That's about it. It's crazy because I was just looking at it because I was thinking about it. I was like, yeah, I know we're going to be talking fantasy a little bit later, but like the QBs were giving nothing, right? Like there were four quarterbacks who accounted for three touchdowns last week. Four out of 32 starting quarterbacks in four. Baker Mayfield was one of them. He had four touchdown passes. You had Anthony Richardson, who threw for two, passed for one. Josh Allen threw for two, passed for two.
Mm-hmm.
And then that's it. Like, it wasn't great. It really just was not great.
And now the quick turnaround tonight for Josh Allen and Tua Tagovailoa.
There will be points scored in that game.
I agree with you.
Be a lot of points scored in that game.
So we should mention that tonight the Dolphins host the Bills on Thursday Night Football, and pregame coverage begins at 6:30, kickoff at 7:15 right here on The Score and the Odyssey app. And I have to remember to always say this, that enjoy quality Thursday Night Football early.
Before everybody's beaten down?
Before it sucks. Like, this is the time of year when, and maybe this is something to bring up with Charch as well, about how fantasy players look at the Thursday night game. This is, they're still haven't been in enough weekly equivalent car accidents yet that they can play representative NFL football.
Less people are limping than will be limping by, let's say, week 12. And I think that's, the ice tub is always going to get the work, but the necessary use of the ice tub is going to be so much more. I mentioned four quarterbacks. I forgot Derek Carr. He threw for three touchdowns as well. So those are the four quarterbacks who accounted for three touchdowns last week. And the Derek Carr game, by the way, the Saints beat the brakes off of Carolina, because I think everyone beats the brakes off of Carolina. That's a thing.
They're terrible.
I think they might be worse this year than they were last year.
And someone got mad at me for saying this, and I'm not sure who's, I mean, as usual, I'm not sure who's mad or why, but I said that they may be NFL White Sox.
Woo! You can't just be throwing that around.
But they're so bad. Because
the equivalent of NFL White Sox is literally just going over.
Right.
Like, it would be Detroit Lions, the first 0-17 team.
Or it's the John McKay Buccaneers.
Okay. Because
when he said, "What do you think about your team's execution?" and he said, "I'm for it."
That's like,
yeah, it's they're bad. They're really bad.
They're really bad.
It's hard to be bad in the NFL,
but it's hard to watch that too. Like where we think of the NFL as the ultimate league of, you know, where 1 year you can be terrible, the next year you can be good, and same going the other way. But they look lifeless, and Bryce Young, I have questions.
Mm-hmm.
We're talking about C.J. Stroud. We know who was taking when.
Uh-huh.
Young was first. Stroud was second. Like, it really makes you question.
Ray, you were going to weigh in on something regarding Thursday Night Football.
Yeah, the quality of Thursday Night Football leading up to Week 1. You know, Al Michaels is doing the press leading up to Week 1, and he's happy with the slate of games. I guess NFL and Amazon must have been tired of him complaining about the quality of the games. He said he's delighted with the number of quality matchups this year.
I loved him crapping on the games he was doing.
Well, I guess executives were tired.
We played all of it. Remember, he was saying something like, "Well, you watch this garbage. This is like watching the fourth game on CBS."
They're paying Al Michaels way too much money to be taking a dump on the product.
No, you're Al Michaels. Who do you care? What does he care? He can go back and order his giant steak and pick the little pieces of parsley off it with a tweezers.
Oh, the parsley.
He does that.
Steak. Yeah, no,
it's on the mashed potatoes or something. Like he removes the tiniest bits of everything.
No vegetables in that man's life. Yeah. Absolutely insane.
And he's
God forbid.
I want him studied. I want him to dedicate his body to science. I think he's 75.
Let me look.
Just have him have something, because every kid, every toddler, every young person who has been bullied into eating their vegetables can point to Al Michaels eating vegetables. That man's still alive. It's like the Seinfeld bit. Remember the bit where we all think it with our elderly grandparents or elderly parents who have eaten nothing but chicken fat and salt and processed pastrami and bacon.
Or the person that smokes a pack of cigarettes a day and lives to 90 or 100 or whatever.
As one of my friends says, who is a doctor, he says 95% of health is simply the luck of your genetics.
Yeah, I believe that. He's 79 years old, by the way.
He's 79?
Yeah, Al Michaels. He'll be 80 on November 12th.
So he is my parents' age.
He'll be 80 on November 12th, and he's
never eaten a vegetable.
Functioning at a high level. I think we can all agree to that at that age. But that's what we talked about earlier before the show. I said, I don't mind living to 80 as long as I'm able to do stuff. It seems like he's able to do stuff.
You were talking about Derek Carr, too, in New Orleans. So you get the hurricane now. I just got the email and the all clear from Tulane that they're allowing people maybe to I think there's one more day of Zoom classes, and then they're allowing them out. And they say that the Hurricane Francine, whatever's left of it, is heading now to Mississippi and Alabama.
Yeah, yeah.
Enjoy.
That's usually how it goes. I will have to talk to my parents and be like, hey, everything good? Because the problem... my parents live an hour and a half south of Nashville, Tennessee. A lot of people are geographically challenged.
I can't even picture that. And a half south of Nashville.
So it's the top of the state. It's like 30 minutes from the Tennessee border.
But that's not Huntsville, is it?
That's Huntsville.
Oh, yeah. Huntsville, is that? Okay.
It's in northern, it's far northern Alabama.
I've been to Huntsville.
Okay.
They got a lot of my money in Huntsville.
So let me just tell you something. The problem with these hurricanes is not the hurricane itself. The number of tornadoes that they will have because of those winds is insane.
The embedded tornadoes?
Yeah, it's not fun. Tornadoes are, I do not, no.
Yeah, I have hazy memories of a couple nights in Huntsville.
Why were they so hazy, Dan? Time has taken its toll, or just the activities themselves took its toll?
When you're a young guy and fresh,
go get it, baby.
Fresh out of college and traveling with a pro basketball team, and what's happening in Huntsville?
Wait, what pro basketball team were you traveling with?
That was the Huntsville Lasers.
I have a Huntsville Lasers t-shirt.
No, you don't.
You know, I keep all my stuff. Huntsville Flight, Huntsville Lasers.
I think I've told you the story. That was one of the first times I got in trouble on the radio for something I said on the radio.
With the Lasers?
Because you remember the name of the Civic Center?
We've talked about this.
Yes, I told you.
Warner Von Braun, the Von Braun Civic Center.
It's the Warner Von Braun Civic Center.
And if you don't know the history, Google that.
And I'm
take a rabbit hole.
Dive. He was immensely important to, in maybe the single most important scientist in the U.S. space program.
Right.
Because he also invented the V2 rocket for Hitler.
Right.
And I made a factual statement under my breath. And this is people should have known what they were getting into in 1991. When I said, welcome back to the Von Braun Civic Center, the only pro basketball arena named after a Nazi.
You said nothing that was factually incorrect.
It's true.
And then, of course, the Americans.
Well, no, but people are like, why did you choose to say that? You could have easily not said that.
You were on your vent, Scully. You were like, I'm going to give you a little bit
more. But it's true.
I'm not saying
it's a fact.
It is a fact. What facts we choose to highlight over the airwaves can draw attention from the wrong crowds.
Indeed. That is advice that should be well taken. This segment brought to you by AlmostFreeTeeth.com. Save on dental implants today. Come out and hang. 670 The Score. We're broadcasting live from the Lake Street Plaza at Prue, this lovely park on a lovely day with all sorts of games and fun and things. So when we come back, Charge sets your fantasy team. So don't go anywhere. You have The Score.